movies, TV, streaming, all the things you should be watching. It's The Feed with Kevin Begley, Star 99.9.
All right, it's Wednesday in The Feed. We always talk movies, TV, streaming, everything that's coming out that you should be watching. And with our friend Nick Johnston, who writes for Vanyaland.com about all these things. And what do we got this week, Nick? Anything good?
Oh, hello, Kevin. Well, we've got some good stuff. I hope everyone's nice and stuffed after a long Thanksgiving weekend, because I can tell you right now that the streaming, the theatrical, the all the media landscape right now is currently looking at its stomach and wondering exactly how it's going to go down, because, boy, we got ourselves quite a job this week.
Yeah.
Not too many big releases coming out or anything like that, though there are a few interesting things hitting. So let's start off with what's going to be available on streaming soon. First up, we've got this Hulu film from 20th Century Studios entitled Darby and the Dead. And no, it's not a biography picture of, it's not a biopic about Darby Crash suddenly reanimating and eating the other members of the Germs. It's about, a high school girl who had a near-death experience as a child, and suddenly she can see ghosts, and basically they interact, and it's a high school comedy sort of deal that might be really fun if you and your family really like Disney Channel original movies. It seems pretty fun. I mean, it's out on Hulu this Friday, and I think it seems to be a good option, although I wonder why it didn't come out a month ago.
Right, I was just going to say, it sounds like a Halloween story.
Yeah, 100%. It's very strange, but, you know, hey, you can't fault them. You know, they're trying their best to bury these 20th century Fox releases in whatever way they can, so if it means releasing a Halloween movie at the start of December, hey, what can you do? You know, that's part of business.
Right.
Again, you can see that on Hulu on Friday. It's a good kid-friendly option, I think, I guess, although I'm not totally sure. Maybe it's a PG-13 option. Who knows? Maybe don't let your young children watch. You know, maybe keep the kids away from the screen, you know, for a little while until you figure out whether or not they can watch it. But let's see. We're moving on to the theatrical landscape. We're going to do one that's sort of a half hybrid release sort of deal that's a big deal, and then we're going to do one very silly one that is our only real major theatrical release this week. So the one that I'm talking about, the hybrid release, is a pretty big film. Pop culturally, I mean, for reasons that have absolutely nothing to do with the film itself, and that is Antoine Fuqua's Emancipation, which is a very prestigious drama. I would term it to be kind of a historical thriller, honestly, about a man who escapes from slavery in the South, who goes off to join the Union Army at before the Civil War. And it is a big, you know, big budget, big thrilling and horrifying drama. It's basically trying to add a sort of a semi-fictional slant to that very, very famous picture of that man showing off the awful scars that he endured in captivity over the years from the people who tortured him. It's basically trying to provide sort of a fictionalized background to that photo. And I'm sure you've seen that in all your history classes and all that stuff. And,
right.
Yeah. So you're wondering, you know, why is this particularly crazy or controversial? Did some stupid politician say something about something? No, problem is the lead character is played by Will Smith.
Oh.
So, yeah, exactly. So you have Will Smith and Antoine Fuqua. Normally this would be let's go. You know, this sounds great. I'm excited to see Will Smith win another Oscar. But all that unfortunate business happened earlier this year at the Oscars, and now, you know, they basically almost threw the film off the release schedule, pushed it into 2023 until things calmed down or whatever. But they decided to release the film. This is an Apple release, and as such, it will hit theaters this Friday in select cities, and then will be available for all to stream on Apple TV Plus on December 9th.
Nice.
Yeah, so it's a big old awards movie, but God, who knows? I mean, that's pretty much, you know, that is a tainted brand.
Yeah, it's crazy. I feel like that just happened, but we're already getting into the next awards season.
Yeah, it's pretty wild. It's just like you have a flashbulb moment like that. I mean, Heck, I was engaging in conspiracy theory after that. I thought that was the greatest marketing for Red Table Talk of all time.
Right.
There's nothing better than inviting him and Chris Rock to sit down and chat on the show. But he's been making the podcast rounds and all that, and he's been doing his best to try and steer this conversation back to the film, which is an important, you know, film and with important subject matter, and is failing miserably,
yeah.
Understandably. So our final, release of this week that everyone probably can see, as opposed to those who just live in New York and L.A., is Violent Night, which is very, very funny. If you remember, I wasn't alive for this, but I certainly have read a lot about it. If you remember the whole Silent Night, Deadly Night fiasco from the 80s, where everyone was freaking out about Santa Claus potentially being a murderer, well, I'm glad to tell you that David Harbour is here to reorient that axis and make it into a good thing. It's about a wealthy family who has a home invasion happen to them, and you know, they're all held hostage inside their household and all that. Only problem is old Saint Nick is coming down the chimney, the real old Saint Nick, played by David Harbour, and he's about to unleash a massive amount of kisses. By kisses under the mistletoe, I mean punches to the face.
I saw the trailer for this the other day, and I thought it was a joke. I thought it was like a spoof or something, and I was like, wait, this is real.
Yeah, no, exactly. They are asking you to pay money to see this. And you know what? I'm so excited for this stupid movie. I cannot wait. I love David Harbour. It's very funny. I love his career arc, because he was originally the kind of anonymous actor who could make appearances within the same season on Law and Order Criminal Intent, and everyone believed that literally no one would know that he was playing two different characters. Like it was just like, yeah, this actor's been here before, and we don't care.
Yeah, right.
Stranger Things came along, and then Black Widow came along, and he's at the top of the pops, and I think he's great. He's doing very good things for beard representation and culture, I'd say. I'm looking forward to it. Always nice to have a crazy, gory Santa Claus movie appear at a holiday season. I mean, what was the last one? Krampus? You know, like, we haven't had a good Christmas, you know, genre picture in quite a bit.
Right, it's true. I couldn't even think of one. Yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, I'm ready for celebrating the holidays and kicking back some eggnog and laughing my way through this film, which I'm sure will be an absolute delight. And here's one real quick recommendation. If you decide that you like Violent Night a lot, I highly recommend going to go check out this movie called Deadly Games, or Dial Code Santa Claus, which is a, I believe it's Norwegian, 80s thriller that is a Christmas movie that is about a kid basically having to die hard himself against a killer dressed as Santa Claus who invades his house. And it rocks. Like, it's Home Alone meets Die Hard meets Jingle All the Way. And
that's,
it rules.
That's so funny. Who knew that this is going to be a new genre, the horror Christmas movies. Not for your kids, but for the horror fans.
Well, you know, they say Europeans are always so much more advanced than us and all that sort of stuff. And to be fair, in this case, they were. That movie came out in the mid-80s.
Yeah, there you go.
You know, I believe it's still streaming on Shudder. So if you have that service or AMC Plus, which I think is attached to it, definitely check that out. But go see Violent Night on Friday, and definitely, maybe do a gentle minion style thing. Dress up as Santa Claus and go cause ruckuses at this theater, because, you know, New England doesn't necessarily have the Santa Con, where
right.
People can beat each other up on the street.
I like it. We're combining Halloween with Christmas this year.
Exactly. Yeah, and it is not just for mall Santas in need of supplements for their Social Security checks.
Right.
It is for everybody this year.
It's true. All right. Enjoy, everybody. Thanks so much, Nick. You can read his stuff at vanyaland.com. We'll talk to you next time. Thanks.
All right. See you then, Kevin.